Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's go back to Darren Frehill for the sports news.
Yeah, good morning, Mary. Bit of a mixed bag for the Irish teams yesterday. The women's side lost again, this time a 1-0 defeat away to Sweden in the European qualifiers. They did so well for about 80 minutes or thereabouts, but then they allowed Magdalena Eriksson score a winner with 6 minutes to go. Soft enough one as well from a corner kick. The men pulled off an unlikely 2-1 win against Hungary in their friendly. The Irish goal scored by Adam Ida and Troy Parrott, the winner in injury time. So much spotlight on John O'Shea at the moment as he took charge of his third game as interim manager, and he admitted to Dave Kelly afterwards that his side actually played better in the previous matches, but sometimes it's all about just grinding out the win.
In a sense, we were better against Belgium and Switzerland with the detail of our passing, the taking care of our passing, but obviously we didn't get a win. We got a win tonight. We found a way to win, and that was what we spoke about beforehand. That was huge for us. A bit more detail on some of the passing in the first half, we would have really opened up Hungary. Quivín didn't have too much. I think it was two really good saves from him in terms of. And look, this is a team that have been unbeaten in 14 games at international level, and we've gone and beaten them tonight.
I know you won't want to make this about you, but we could see by your reaction when the goal went in and the full time celebrations that personally. It does mean a lot to you, given the situation you're in.
The situation I'm in, I'm born in Waterford, I'm managing Ireland, and we won a game, my third game in charge. Played Belgium, played Switzerland, two really good teams, and now we played a team that was unbeaten in 14 games, and we've gone and won the game. So I'm super proud of all the staff, the backroom staff, and most importantly the players, because they put in the dedication and application. Yeah, we should be better, we can be better, and we will be better.
Yeah, I love Dave Kelly's question there. It's not about you, but it is about you. Honestly, I think next week we'll tell a tale, away to Portugal. It'll be a different challenge, but great scenes there. Lovely to see that beaming face of John O'Shea afterwards. The women's team defeat, it's a fourth loss of the campaign, yet to score a goal. Just the nature of it is just really disappointing for the Irish team. Leanne Kernan spoke to Tony O'Donoghue after the game.
Leanne, you were on the pitch for 80 tough minutes. I mean, what an effort from Ireland tonight. It's so unfortunate not to get anything out of that game.
Yeah, for sure. It was a tough battle. We knew going into it, listen, we're playing some of the best teams in the world. I felt like the girls should be proud of themselves. We put in a good performance and just prove that we could stick with teams like that. Listen, I thought we'd done the nation proud in that, and we go again.
Yeah, again, we'll be next month. It's hard to believe. It's more games in July. Hopefully, you'll be ready for England and France. How do you feel? You've come on. You're back from injury. You've had two games now. And how's the body?
Yeah, I feel good. Obviously, there's no summer holidays then planned for playing in another month. But yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling back to my best, my confidence in that. It's nice to be back in the Ireland jersey and back in the starting lineup. And yeah, let's hope we can get a good result next month.
A game of few chances, but you did really present them with challenges. Your pace made a top-class backline really struggle at times.
Yeah, for sure. I know I need to be a bit more clinical in my chances and that, but they'll come again.
Yeah, Leanne and Tony actually raised an interesting point there. The women's team have no break at all, really, as such. You know, their club season's coming to an end, international window now and again in July, and then they'll be back to the clubs in September. It's crazy scheduling, really. The Irish men's cricket team begin their T20 Cricket World Cup in New York today. First up, it's a tough one. It's India, 3:30 Irish time there. Three Irish provinces left in the quarterfinals of the URC. Two of them come face-to-face on Saturday. We'll have coverage of Leinster and Ulster on Radio 1. What a battle this is going to be. Ulster on a roller coaster ride this season. Change coaches with Richie Murphy coming in after the under-26 nations, and you can really see the turnaround in fortunes. Some of the younger players really stepping up as well, and I caught up with one of them in Belfast yesterday, Dave McCann. He's excited about the weekend ahead.
Yeah, really excited. We know what they offer. It's an exciting challenge, but it's one we have to meet head on, and I think if we do that, we'll put our best foot forward, and it's exciting to be a part of that.
I know it's been a roller coaster season, but two of the high points must have been beating them already. Were you involved in those games?
I was involved in the game here, but the one before Christmas at the RDS, I was injured for that, so it was disappointing to miss that. But it was great to be involved in the win here. It was a really good crowd, really good atmosphere, and it helped us on.
And those wins, what would you take from those games into this one at the weekend?
You got to take confidence from that, and you know the process of how to beat them. I think they'll obviously bring a bit more edge this weekend. So it's exciting, looking forward to that, and hopefully we can impose our game plan on them.
So many positives from the weekend at Thomond Park. What is it over the last few weeks that, I suppose, we're getting to see the best of Ulster, that potential is coming to the fore?
Yeah, I think we've got a really good buy-in now about just how we want to go about our business, and actually implementing that's become a bit easier with the training we've had over the past few weeks. Going away to South Africa, going away to France, that really put us on a certain level, but we've backed that up the past few weeks, so it's exciting.
Yeah, that's Dave McCann racing today in the Curragh at 10 to 5, and finally just a punch in the direction of a lovely piece with Shane Lowry on the RTE Sport website, and he's obviously talking about the build-up to this week, but also the US Open next week, but he speaks about watching the under 20 hurlers at the weekend in a hotel room in his Offaly jersey. Make sure you check that out.
Great stuff. Darren, thank you very much.